Blog Talk Radio.
This conference is being recorded.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to our 6 a.m. broadcast of Make a Prayer. We're so glad that you joined us on this morning. It's not by accident nor coincidence that you're here today. So I'm going to ask now if you would go ahead and invite your family, friend, frenemy, and foe to the line this morning. And that number to dial in is 641-715-3670. And the access code is 420-123-pound. Again, that number is 641-715-3670. And the access code is 420-123-pound. Amen. Put that on your social media page. Text someone, call someone, add them in to the line on this morning. Join us for time of our Make Prayer morning broadcast. Again, that number to share is 641-715-3670, and the access code is 420-123-pound. Amen. As you go ahead and get that information prepared to send out, I'm going to go ahead and go forward with our announcements, and we'll come back for a time of prayer, and following we will have our power in the word week. Amen. So we want to go ahead and make sure that our lines are muted. Amen. Amen. If you would star 6 and mute your line, we would appreciate that. Amen. If you would star 6 and mute your line, please. Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. All right. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to our 6 a.m. broadcast of Mega Prayer. Mega Prayer is Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. Central Standard Time. Also, you can join us on Monday evenings at 7 p.m. for our Miracle Monday. And on Sundays, you can join us at 8 a.m. for our Bible School. Amen. Every Sunday morning at 8 a.m., join us for our Bible School. And if you desire to contact this ministry after any broadcast, you may do so by contacting us on our ministry line, which is 773-609-2071. Again, that number is 773-609-2071. You can contact us via our email address, which is messageofchrist@yahoo.com. messageofchrist@yahoo.com is our email address. Also, you can contact the ministry via our website, which is SylviaStaplesMinistries.com and messageofchrist.net. You will be able to sow into the ministry on both of those websites, as well as order prayer shawls on the website. On messageofchrist.net, we have a prayer wall. You can put your prayer requests, your testimonies on the prayer wall, as well as the different product that we have. And on that website, you will be able to see lots and lots of video and tape, amen, to share. And on Sylvia Staples Ministry, you're able to see when we're going live and live stream on SylviaStaplesMinistries.com. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 390763, Chicago, Illinois. Zip code is 60639. Again, 3907, Chicago, Illinois, 60639 is our mailing address. Amen. So, if you would like to attend any of our services, you're more than welcome to come. Our upcoming service is going to be on October the 23rd. October the 23rd is our next upcoming service. And it is This Battle Is Not Yours. That's on Sunday, October the 23rd at 3:30 p.m. And that will be at the Grace Christ Fellowship. Grace Christ Fellowship at 223 Oak Street, and that's in Mounds, Illinois. And it's hosted by Pastor Lord Jordan. And this is in the Cairo, Illinois region, Southern Illinois area. So if you're interested in attending, make sure to text the ministry, so that we can be prepared to see you there. Amen. So if you're in Cairo, Illinois, Mounds City, Charlotte, Missouri, Sikeston, Missouri, Carbondale, Illinois, Paducah, Kentucky, anywhere in that region, we're looking for you to come out and share with us during our time fellowship. Amen. We're looking for you to come out and share with us during that time. Amen. Amen. And so we have our upcoming prophetic conference that we have every year. It's an awesome time. Gathering the saints together for the prophetic conference, and that's going to be at the end of the month. That's going to be on October the 29th, I believe. Amen. October the 29th. So set your calendars for that time. We'll be following up with more information to let you know that we are coming, and we are preparing to be together for a time of, I'm sorry, I'm going through some things, trying to make sure I'm not missing any messages. Amen. To make sure that we're not, make sure that we're together sharing the word of God for our prophetic conference that's coming up. Amen. And that is the last weekend in October, and it will be located in Chicago, Illinois. If you want further information, please use our methods of contact to contact the ministry so that you will not miss out on anything. Amen. Also, if you would like for Pastor Staples to come to your city, please make sure to contact the ministry so we can get together with you and we can come and visit your city. Amen. Amen. So at this time, we're going to go ahead and go forward with the prayer, and then we'll come back with the power of the word. Most gracious and merciful Father God, we thank you, we praise you, we lift up your holy name, God. Father God, we love you for all that you do for us on a day-to-day basis, a minute-to-minute basis, a second-to-second basis, God. Lord, we have to break this thing down because every second, Father, you are watching over us every second of the day. So we just want to say we thank you for that, God. We love you, oh God, for that, God. Lord, we thank you, God, for allowing us to lie down last night, allowing us to sleep peacefully, God, and then allowing us to rise, oh God, and be able to come together for a time of prayer. Father, we thank you for watching over our family members, our children, our grandchildren, our friends and foes, God. Father, we just want to say we thank you, God. We thank you, 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 Lord. Because it could have been, it should have been, it might have been us, oh God. But we thank you, Lord God, for your divine protection, for your divine favor and your covering, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, Father God, that we have food, clothing, and shelter, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for the use, oh God, of our limbs, God. We thank you, Lord, we're able to speak and see, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We're able to walk. Father God, we thank you and we praise you for what you are doing in our lives, oh God. Father, if it's anything in us that's not like you, we ask right now, Father God, that you would remove those things, God. Anything that would hinder our relationship, oh God, from growing, hinder our relationship, Father, from being connected the way it should be, Father. Lord God, we ask, God, that you will remove those things from our hearts, from our minds, from our lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus, so that we, Father, can walk close to you, God, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Forgive us, Father, of those sins of omission, commission, our iniquities and transgressions, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father, and we praise you that you are so faithful and just that you will forgive us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And if we would just acknowledge our sins, hallelujah, confess them, oh God, Lord God, and repent, you will be faithful and just to forgive us of all of our sins and our unrighteousness, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. So, Father, as we embark the rest of this month of October, Lord, we just ask right now, Father, that you would just continue to keep the people safe. Keep them safe from all hurt, harm, and danger, God. Lord God, those things that are going on in the wee hours of the night, Father, we pray, oh God, for protection. Lord, those things that are going on at high noon, God, we pray, oh God, for your divine protection. Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus over the children, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we plead the blood of Jesus over the educators, over our law enforcement and military, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, we thank you and we praise you, God. We plead the blood of Jesus for our leaders, God, national, global, state, parish, county, city, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We just plead the blood of Jesus over them right now, Father, oh God. Lord, we pray that if they don't know you in the pardon of their sins, Father God, that you would allow them, hallelujah, to come in contact, oh God, with people, oh God, that will begin to minister to them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we ask you, God, to prick the altars of their hearts, Father God, and prepare the way for them to receive you in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Father, right now we pray, oh God, for this sergeant, oh God, this sergeant that has lost his faith, oh God, this sergeant, oh God, that used to walk door to door, oh God, hallelujah, hallelujah, sharing the gospel with others, oh God, winning souls for you, God. And Father, Now, oh God, he's lost his way. We ask, God, that you, Father, will just touch this sergeant, oh God, wherever he may be, Lord. I don't know his name, God, but we're just going to call him Sarge on today. Lord, we just ask, God, that you will be with him, even in the midst, oh God, of him being sick, oh God. Lord God, allow him to see your mighty hand, oh God. Lord God, he said that he don't believe in atheism. He don't believe in Scientology. He don't believe in any other religion. He don't believe in anything, oh God. But God, I'm asking you today that you would just touch his heart, his mind, oh God. Lord God, that he will be able to believe again, oh God, and know that you are the way, the truth, and the light. And no man coming to the Father but by you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. In the name of Jesus, God. So, Father, we just plead the blood of Jesus over the office that he works in, the station, oh God. Father God, allow your Shekinah glory to rest in that place, Lord God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for putting godly officers and captains and lieutenants around this man of God, in the name of Jesus, that he may find his way back to you, oh God, and have the passion and zeal that he once had, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you and we praise you right now for this word that's about to go forth, God. Father God, not my words, but your words, oh God. Not my will, but your will, God, be done on earth as it is in heaven, God. So we thank you and we praise you for this word today, Father. Father, we pray that it would bless the ears and the hearts of the people for us. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen, 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 and amen. Amen. So, I don't know why, but I'm here this morning, and I'm grateful for that. And my voice is kind of a little, I guess, dry, whatever you want to say. I'm not for sure, but all is well. And I'm excited this morning to be able to share this word with you. Amen. And when I woke up, I asked the Lord, I asked him last night, Lord, what word? Because I believe that power in the word. I try to stay with one word. Amen. So I asked the Lord, I had a different word in my heart, and I asked God, God, the word, is this the word? Is this the word? And so the word for today is favor. Favor. F-A-V-O-R. Favor. Give me some of that favor aid. Amen. So we want to make sure that we know, we understand. Then we're at a place to receive, amen. And one of my friends at work used to always say to me, favor ain't fair, favor ain't fair. So, amen, when we walk with the Lord, we know that we have what we call unprecedented mercy and favor of the Lord. Amen. So I want to go here to Esther chapter 8. And we're going to read this here. And it's close to the end of the book of Esther. But all through this book, you know, we just see favor, favor, favor. So Esther chapter 8 verse 2 says, and the king took off his signet ring, which he had taken from Haman, and gave it to Mordecai. And Esther set Mordecai over the house of Haman. Then Esther spoke again to the king. She fell at his feet and wept and pleaded with him to avert the evil plan of Haman the Agite and the plot he had devised against the Jews. When the king held out his scepter to Esther, Esther rose and stood before the king, and she said, if it please the king, and I have found favor in his sight, and if the king seems right, and if the thing seems right before the king, I am pleasing in his eyes, let an order be written to revoke the letters devised by Haman the Agite and the son of Hammedatha, which have wrote to destroy the Jews who are in all the provinces of the king. For how can I bear to see the calamity that is coming to my people? Or how can I bear to see destruction of my kindred? Then King Ahasuerus said to Queen Esther and to Mordecai the Jew, behold, I have given Esther the house of Haman, and they have hanged him on the gallows because he intended to lay hands on the Jews. But you may write as you please with regard to the Jews in the name of the king. Seal it with the king's ring for an edict written in the name of the king, in the name of the king, and seal it with the king's ring, cannot be revoked. I'm going to stop right there. Amen. We see all kinds of things that have taken place. We know at the beginning that Haman really had it in for the Jews. He wanted to kill all the Jews. Amen. And Esther, being a Jew, she had been brought to a place. Listen, she had been brought to a place to be in the king's palace, to be the queen. She went through some time of, I would say, charm school, and preparing for a night to meet the king. And when she did, she found favor in the eye of the king from the very beginning. She was pleasing to the eye of the king. We know that King Ahasuerus was married to Queen Vashti, and Queen Vashti refused to honor the king's request, so he put away King Vashti and found him another queen, and that queen being Esther. Now that she's in the palace and Mordecai is actually working and hearing what's going on and what Haman is trying to do, he goes to Esther and tells Esther, hey, now don't be sitting up there on your high horse thinking that this is okay and you're going to be able to not, you know, help your people. You've been put in a place to be able to assist your people, and we need your help. We need your support right now. We need to get out of this thing. So Esther said, called for a fast. When she called for a fast, I'm summing it up for you real quick. She called for a fast, and after she got through with the fast, Esther went to the king and approach the king. Now, when you approach the king unannounced, you're putting your life in jeopardy. So she was a risk taker as well. Amen. But she got there and she found favor with this king. Amen. And the king allowed her to come forward, allowed her to live. That was the first thing. She had enough favor to be in the palace for a time such as this, when Haman wanted to destroy all Jews. That's the first thing. God will put you in a place where you are able to be a blessing to others. Amen. Sometimes we get to positions in life and we don't understand why we're here, why this happened to me. It could have been a difficult situation, a bad situation, a harsh situation that put you in a place where it wasn't so comfortable, removed you from a place of comfort around the people that you know, things that you're familiar with, and you just see yourself in a place like, oh, my God, why am I here? I don't even know why I'm here, and I don't know anybody, this, that, and the other. And you'll find yourself in this place, and it is all God. Well, the word of God says, for all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord according to his purpose. Amen. So it was God's purpose and plan for Esther to be in the king's palace, to be received by the king and accepted as his queen, amen, for a time such as this. Because we know that God knows the end at the beginning. So God already knew what was going to happen. So he was already putting things in place, amen, to answer the plea, the prayer, and to deliver the people from the hands of the enemy. So we know that God will do that in our own lives as well. So I want you to know that if you're in that place and you're just saying, I don't know why I'm here, and I'm here, I just really don't know what to do, amen, begin to thank the Lord that, God, you put me here for a place, in this place, for a reason. I don't know what that reason is yet, Father, but I want you to get the glory out of my life, amen. So when we're in that place, amen, once again, begin to thank the Lord. Do not grumble. Do not complain and become complacent and dysfunctional, not wanting to do what it is that you're supposed to do, and not responding. You know, sometimes we're in that blah zone, you know, that blah kind of feeling. We want to be energetic. We want to be excited and overjoyed about what God is using and allowing us to go through. Amen. So when we go through these things in life, we should go through everything with joy. Amen. The joy of the Lord is our strength. So after that, we see that that favor, that was the first time. And then as Mordecai came and told Esther of what the plan was of the enemy. You know, sometimes God will put people on the inside to be able to tell the secrets of what's going on. And God will expose that thing in order to prepare us for the battle, the spiritual warfare. That's why we have to make sure that we have discernment. Listen, it might not be a secret agent all the time. It may be that God is sharing with you and informing you of some upcoming danger. So we need to make sure that our eyes and ears are attuned and attent to what the Lord is trying to show us, reveal to us in some shape, form, or fashion. so that we're not found sleeping on the job. Amen. So we can make sure that we're up praying and doing what God has called us to do in order to enter into a warfare. It's a time of warfare. Whenever God is doing something great in your life and getting ready to take you to a whole new level, a whole new scene, we know that we experience spiritual warfare. So we don't fight, you know, with physical things. It's a spiritual warfare. So what do? We read the word. What do? We fast and pray. What do? We sow. What do? We continue to live a peaceable life no matter what we go through. What do? We have joy exceeding. What do? We tell others about the goodness of God. We just can't sit idle and just say, well, whenever it comes, I know what to do when it comes. I know what to do. I know how to handle. No, we need to know how to engage the enemy. We need to know what to do when we come into a warfare zone. Amen. We can't wait till we get to war. What soldier goes to war and says, when I get to the front line, I'm going to get a plan? No, you have a plan before you get to the front line. So that's why God will give you insider information. Like the Inside Edition, he will give you insider information to allow you to be able to come forward. Amen. And make sure that I'm sorry, I was being stuck. Make sure that you're able to go through this battle and come out victorious. Amen. So we must know that we got to stay in the Word of God, meditate on His Word day and night. We got to be like trees planted by the rivers of water that bring it forth its fruit in its season. Amen. That's what we have to be like during this time in this season. We see all kinds of things going on around us. They have hurricanes. Hurricane Matthew came in, killed 1,000 people, the death toll. Then we got now a Hurricane Nicole coming up the coast right behind. Amen. I'm not for sure if they're going to still meet together, this Hurricane Matthew and Nicole, but at one time meteorologists were saying that that they were going to combine and see if they had to see if the two combined together. And it's called a Fujiwara is the name of it. When two hurricanes collide together. And what happens is the bigger one begins to take over the smaller one. So I'm not for sure if that happened. I kind of got out of the media, social media for a minute, trying to read up on it. I was really interested in what was going on with the hurricane because I was curious. I was interested in how this thing was going to play out, how these two hurricanes would collide together and form this one big hurricane. Amen. Because I was concerned, number one, about the people in that area. And I began praying and interceding for those people. Amen. So we want to make sure that we're able to know how to strategically pray about things. Amen. When God gives us something, we need to know how to strategically pray about those things. Amen. So I have been praying for the people up the coast for this hurricane and the different categories and the way, the route of the hurricane, supposedly how it's supposed to be and the devastation, you know, of the thing. But I tell you, when we know how to strategically pray, God will use us in a mighty way. And we will find out that God will continue to bless us, bless us, bless us, bless us. Why? Because we're doing things according to his will, his purpose, and his plan. So many times we jump and we jump outside of God's will, and then we say, hey, wait a minute. You know, what's going on? Well, what happened is we left from God's will, and then we're looking for God to come and, you know, hook up with us instead of us staying hooked up with God. No, we have to stay hooked up with God. God don't have to be hooked up with us. We need to stay hooked to him. Amen. We don't lead in God him. He leads in God us. Therefore, we need to be attentive to what he's saying and doing in our lives. Amen. So that's fasting. A lot of people say, I'm not going to be able to fast. No. Come on now. We got to be able to turn that plate over to possess that gate. We got to make sure that we're in a position that we can hear clearly from God. You know, sometimes food clog your mind. We forget all about, you know, oh, God. Oh, my God. I just need to spend some time with you. I need to hear from you. You know, when we fast and pray, when I do, I'm speaking for self now. A lot of times I'm not even hungry. I'm so full of the word of God. You know, I get full of the word. I drink the word. I eat the word. I meditate on this word. And I'm sometimes forget, hey, did you eat today? So we need to get like that. We need to get and have a hunger and thirst for the word of God. Amen. So that we'll be able to do his will and hear from him without our minds being clogged up with sugars and different stuff and our mind on our food and the things of this world. No, he will erase all of that just for us to have that one-on-one with him in fasting and in prayer. Now, we know once Esther got done with her fast, Esther got up. Okay, not only did she, but she acted on what she believed. Sometimes we say, well, I prayed about it. I prayed about it, and then nothing happened. Faith without works is dead. Faith without works is dead. Do you hear me? Faith without works is dead. We just can't pray about it. We just can't fast about it and expect for it to be like I Dream a Genie or what is it? I think the story was called Bewitched, whatever it is. You know, something just to pop out the jack-o'-lantern box and be like, bam! See, here it is right here, what you was praying for. No, faith without works is dead. We got to do something. Amen. We have to be able to get up off of our place of prayer, get off of our knees, get out the prayer closet. Amen. Some people, I be praying. I stay at home and I pray and I do this and I do that. I do this. What are you doing afterwards? You have to have a plan to execute. Amen. After prayer, when we pray, God should be downloading some things into our spirit and telling us what he would have us to do. So there is no way that we can say, well, I prayed about it and we're still sitting idle. No, 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 no. No, we should be having some action. We should be action-oriented people. I almost said Action Jackson. We should be like Action Jackson. We should be out doing what God has called for us to do. Amen. It's not just for us to sit down and be like, well, I prayed about it, and God said this, and he said that, and I wanna do it, but I really don't have the resources and the means. If he gave you the plan, only thing you have to do is show up. Only thing you have to do is show up, and God will show out. He will do the rest. Amen. The kids in my church sing this song called One Step. They say, one step, one step. If I make one step, he will do the rest. So we got to make sure that we step out. Step out. We got to be bold. Amen. When we step out, we got to be bold. Be prepared for the attacks of the enemy. How do we prepare ourselves? Fasting and prayer. Okay, so we've already gone through that point before. Amen. We equip ourselves with the word of God. So we make sure that we are prepared for the time that we are going through. Next, we said after he gave her, you know, she fasted, she prayed. She approached the king. Amen. That was her action. She approached the king. And she did not have any fear. Why? My people. Hey, these are my people. My people's lives are at stake. Do you hear what I'm saying? My people's lives are at stake. What would you do when you knew that things were pressing? What would you do when you had your back against the wall and really didn't know what was going to happen? You go into a place of, I don't care. It's desperate. I'm going to do this. I don't care what it takes, what it costs me. I'm going to step out and I'm going to do this. And I need to know, God, that you are going before me, that you are with me. Amen. So Esther did not step out of order. Esther waited to hear before she even approached the king. Amen. I know that Esther, in the book of Esther, that the word God is not in the book, but we do know that God did hear the pleas that was being made in that city. Amen. So after which, there was a meal prepared. Man, Haman had his chest all out saying, hey, guess what? I mean, he went through the village telling his wife, I'm having dinner with the king and the queen today. I'm having some dinner. Oh, my God, they invited me up for dinner. I'm excited about this thing. Oh, man. Once y'all come back, I'm going to tell you all about my dinner with the king and the queen. I'm in the house now. I mean, Haman thought, man, I got this thing together. I'm in the house. Nobody know what I was doing or anything. I was able to hide my right hand from my left hand, and I'm living now. I'm living big. And so I'm here. I've arrived, what he told his wife. Come to find out, the dinner was